Well, it was a great team victory today. I'm extremely proud of our guys, the way they fought. They handled an awful lot of adversity throughout the ball game. I felt like our team grew up today in a lot of different ways because they could have folded the tents early. We went down 10-0. We kept fighting. And, you know, I've said this before, and the way that our football team works every single day in practice, the way they study, it has to pay off on Sundays. And they did and I think it's starting to show. The crowd, I thought, was fantastic today. It's great to be here and be at home and have that kind of enthusiasm. I would appreciate it if they didn't yell Teddy when we're on offense, but it's great to have the fan support that we have, and hopefully they're liking how we play football here. So we always want to try to please them. Questions?
You talked about the team not folding the tents in this game. I mean, could the same kind of be said for a couple of weeks ago? You had that tough loss in Buffalo, and the way you guys were able to rally, find a way to win last week, find a way to win this week.
Yeah, it's great when, you know, I always love to prove people wrong, and hopefully the team does too. You know, everybody said we can't win games in the fourth quarter after we lost that Buffalo game, but we've won two games in the fourth quarter now at the end, and that's a credit to our resiliency and the way that we work. I still wish I had that 4th-and-20 back, but it is what it is. You know, we had Dan Gable, who was really an idol of mine, talk to the team last night, and he talked about the one match that he lost. He had won 181 in a row and lost the championship match, and he said that, you know, he needed to lose that game because he was getting to the point where he wasn't doing everything successfully. You know, maybe we need to lose that game in Buffalo.
The deficit, the interception by Munderlin late in the first half seemed to not only obviously help the cause at that moment, but kickstart an offense that had really been lagging with Teddy and scoring that drive and continuing over for the second half. Did the light bulb go off all of a sudden for the offense?
Well, I did feel the emotions started coming back. You know, I believe we scored there and right before the half, and we scored the touchdown. So anytime you can score right before the half, it just, for some reason, it builds a lot of things going in the locker room. But I thought that was a big lifting part of the ball game, yes.
Could you feel Teddy's confidence go up as the game went on? He missed a couple of guys early, but then at the end he was hitting guys.
Well, I thought Teddy did a great job today of taking advantage of what he was given. He moved in the pocket great today and found some receivers open. I talked to him one time during the game about, you know, using his legs a little bit. If he's got it, you know, take it. And he started doing that, which allowed, I think, other things to open up for people.
Like he could have run for it there and opted to throw it.
Yeah, I believe that was one watching.
Hey, Coach, Matt Asiata comes up big, touchdown, two-point run. How big of a surprise has he been, and how valuable is he?
Well, he's really not a surprise to us because he's a tough, strong runner, never says a word. He just does his job every single day, like a lot of our players. I love the way that, you know, he had the opportunity to kind of go in a different direction when McKinnon started getting a lot more carries. But he kept fighting, doing what he's supposed to do. He's a great team player. I love having him here.
Harrison Smith roughing the passer penalty on Griffin.
My opinion was that they called it and gave him a first down. But we had about three of those today defensively where we had penalties on third downs. I think their offensive line is very good. I think we rushed these guys excellent today. Everson was on a very tough matchup, and I don't know who got sacks. Like I say, I normally don't. But and we let the guy get out of the pocket a few times today, which was a little disappointing. But for the most part, our defensive line is doing a good job. They're studying real hard. They're trying to, you know, everybody thinks for the defensive line, it's just, you know, line up and go. And Coach Patterson, Coach Akey do a great job of teaching these guys a lot about not only fundamentals but how to attack people.
What does it mean going into the bye week now with a victory? And at 4-5, you're kind of still in the mix there. We're just kind of the big picture situation with that.
Well, you know, we have seven more ball games left. We have quite a few division games coming up. You know, it's really not much different than where we were before. It's take one game at a time. I think one of y'all asked me if I was getting ready for next year, and I told you no, we're getting ready for next week. And so we'll continue to do that each and every week. I promised the team 2 weeks ago if they won the last two games, I'd give them an extra day off in the bye week, so they got an extra day. I told them, make me happy, I make them happy.
You've talked from the beginning about the composure that Teddy shows, but what do you see in him maybe on the sidelines when in those pressure situations?
Yeah, you know, I think someone asked me about a change in his demeanor, but he doesn't ever change demeanor. He's always the same guy. I felt like he makes some great throws. We see it every single day. I thought offensively we gave him some time to throw the ball, which was another big thing. We didn't turn the ball over, I don't believe. We got one on defense. He is a – I was telling one of their coaches before the game, I love this kid. The way he goes about his business, his demeanor, the way he carries himself in front of the team, the way he carries himself in front of everybody else, you couldn't ask for a better guy.
What was it that prompted you to say that to the
coach? Oh, we were just talking about quarterbacks in general.
You see him handle some of those fourth quarter situations. Is that just maturation, that he's kind of coming along and seeing things maybe a little clearer than he was before?
I think so. And, you know, the more work that he's getting done, you know, and he's getting all the reps now, so he's getting a lot of work. You know, he took a shot in there, and, you know, he could have came out, but he hung in there. And Teddy's a tough kid. You know, people probably forget this because they look at our record, but I believe he's 3-2 as a starter.
Talk just about the deep balls. Why did he have trouble in those today? And then the decision to, you know, not throw them after a while and go to more of a short game.
There was no decision not to throw them. We had a couple that he didn't get off that we tried to throw later on. We're going to keep throwing them. It's like target practice. You're going to hit them eventually. So Teddy throws a good deep ball. He just missed them early. We had the one right down the middle, first play of the ball game, I believe. He just missed it. And then I think the other one, I think the receiver lost in the sun is what happened. I think he could have caught that ball.
An opportunity to get downfield with some of those passes, maybe take advantage of their blitzing?
Well, some of these teams are sitting on us a little bit, so we got to make sure that we're taking some shots. We got to keep them honest. And sometimes a long fall ball will scare them a little bit too.
Hey, Coach, we saw Teddy run today for the first time in a couple of games. He's a good runner. You see him rolling out more on some plays or having the chance to run some.
Well, the great thing about Teddy, and there was a couple other plays that he checked out of that we had quarterback runs called, but the great thing about Teddy is he's a good athlete. He's a thrower, but he has great movement in the pocket. I think he did a great job moving, and I think that will just build his confidence even more, just being able to get the first downs, and it keeps defenses off balance for sure.
To do more, the more he shows you each week?
You know, the guy I was kind of happy, I was really proud for was Rhett Ellison today. You know, Rhett got a couple balls. He does a lot of the dirty work and a lot of blocking, a lot of different places, but he got a couple catches in there. And so it's great to see guys like that that work real hard get success. But Chase, to go back on him, he's been working real hard. He came back from that foot injury, and he has some unique abilities with his size and range and athletic ability. So we'll continue to keep trying to work the matchups that we find in each ball game. We're good?
Gable addressed the team on
last night. He was speaking at our chapel last night, and my dad was a former wrestling coach, and I wrestled, and anybody that wrestled knows Dan Gable. He's like Michael Jordan of wrestling. So he was speaking at chapel, and I skipped mass last night and went to chapel and just asked him if he would talk to the team for a little bit.
Mike, is this team getting mentally more mentally tough as the season goes on? Are you getting better at that? You've won that tough football team?
Well, I'll let you know in about 7 more weeks, but I like our mentality. You know, today on the sideline, it was, you know, I got to get him out of this complaining mode a little bit. There was a little bit of complaining, you know, worrying about the referees and worrying about this and worrying about that. And I've talked to him about it a couple times, but I'm going to have to keep emphasizing it to it. Let's just go to the next play, do our job, go to the next play. Don't worry about it. Because if we all execute what we're supposed to do, we can be a good football team. But I like the mentality of this team, and I'm not saying it's because of me or anything else, but I want us to be tough and aggressive. I want us to be smart. I want us to be a team when we have to pound the ball and stop the run, that we can do that in the fourth quarter of ball games. And when the game gets on the line, I want to be able to, however we have to do it, suck it up on both sides of the ball, special teams, whatever it is, and finish these things out. So we did that the last 2 weeks.
Another special teams penalty today, but was it generally cleaned up? What was your opinion on the special teams play?
Well, we let them return the one ball to the 50-yard line right after we scored, and so that didn't make me too happy. But I thought the punter punted the ball better today. You know, we pinned him down there once, so we let him go 90 yards, which is ridiculous. But you know, we gave up too many big plays defensively today down the sideline to Jackson. I think it was two or three of them. So overall, it's a work in progress. Good?
Thank you.